honest information about living a healthy lifestyle on RadioMD.com. It's time for Naturally Savvy with natural visionary Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis.
You're interested in joining other women who want to live a healthy, greener life, you are in the right place. You know, Andrea, I find it so inspiring to be able to join with other like-minded women in this quest for healthier, green living, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. It makes it so much easier when you're trying to learn certain, you know, the ropes of certain things and from people who are experts. And the more that you talk to other people and learn from other people, I just think it adds to that, you know, your passion. It adds to you wanting to learn more.
Oh, definitely. Well, I'm so glad to be joined by the wonderful Anna Hackman and Karen Lee. They founded the Green Sisterhood, and today we're going to talk about women uniting for a greener planet. Gals, welcome to Naturally Savvy.
Hello there.
It's so great to have you both on. I would love to know how you two came together. Anna, if you'd like to start.
Well, it's kind of a very funny story. Karen and I met at Blogger a couple years ago, and then we met again at a pizza place, believe it or not. And I started telling Karen about my dream about forming the Green Sisterhood, which was like a conglomeration of all women together that would be able to help each other to prosper and to live a greener lifestyle. And Karen listened, and she didn't bat an eyelash. And, you know, a couple months later, she said she's in, and I was like, shocked. I was like, wow. she's probably laughing, going, oh, my God, look what I've done now. But it, you know,
I'm rolling my eyes.
She's rolling her eyes. But it's been, you know, a real journey, and it's been really rewarding working with Karen and working with the Green Sisterhood and seeing all these women who are so passionate about greening their lives that have felt alone for all these years. And that was one of the reasons why I wanted to form the Green Sisterhood.
So can you tell us a little bit, Karen, maybe about what you guys do, what you ladies do, and how you get people involved, and what are some of your missions?
Well, our first foremost goal is to be a community where it's safe for any female, it doesn't have to be blogger, but any female who want to learn how to live a greener lifestyle, and they can come and they can support each other, you know, we can support each other, they can come with any questions and, really have a sense of community, just like the word sisterhood. That's our number one goal, is to create that so that people can come and ask questions, learn to be greener. That's number one. Number two is actually to educate our readers. Most of us are bloggers, and to educate our readers about what's safe, what's sustainable, what companies are doing great things, and at the same time introduce companies to our readers and say, these are the readers who are educated. They want to know more. What have you got to offer to our readers? So we're kind of like a bridge. We want to connect the companies to our readers so that both can benefit. So that's really the two main goals.
So that's terrific. So how would people find you? So is it a community on a website? Is it a community in a Facebook community? What would be a good way for people to kind of join your community if they wanted to?
We're everywhere. Anna will tell you. The beautiful thing about social media is that you can't escape finding or stumbling upon, any type of a site or a community on Twitter or Facebook. We're basically everywhere. But the best place to hang out is really to go to greensisterhood.com. That's the URL. But we also have a Facebook, vibrant Facebook page. You can ask questions. You can read all our posts there. We have over 22 bloggers, and combined all our blogs, we have over 1.5 million page views a month. So you'll find all kinds of information posted on our Facebook and also Google Plus community and Pinterest. We're basically all over.
Oh, that's so awesome. You know, gals, I'd love to know, what are some tips to help people live greener? I mean, when on Recycle Day, you would swear there's 100 people who live here because I have one garbage can and three huge barrels overflowing of recycling. But what are some other good things, Karen, that people can do to make a difference in their lives and to live greener?
I think you have to think about what kind of impact you're making when you're doing any types of daily activities. So you want to live, healthier, greener, but at the same time, you want to leave less carbon imprint. So, you don't want to create waste. You want to buy less packaged goods. So you want to buy whole foods, not processed foods. Andrea is great at talking about unjunking your junk food. A lot of junk food is processed foods with a ton of packaging, with a lot of chemicals. So go to your local farmer's market, buy local foods, try to buy organic as much as you can, but also watch the chemicals. That pollutes the environment. There's so many different ways that you can create a greener life, and it's really easier now. So anything you can do, even if it's like one little thing a day, you know, turn off the lights, turn off the water. You know, it's the simple things that your mother used to tell you all the time. They're all true. Yeah.
So, what about
and I'm
Karen,
sure Anna has some points, too.
Oh, yeah. Anna, do you want to share some points with us as
sure.
well?
Sure. One of the big things at Green Sisterhood that you'll see in a lot of our webinars, you know, actually, Andrea, we had you on one of our webinars, is toxic chemicals. And we're very big into reducing your toxic burden on your body. And that's something I'm sure your audience appreciates as well. So we actually did a great interview just recently with Alicia of Soft Landing with regards to, like, the top toxic chemicals that you should reduce in your body. And we constantly bring that home because there's only one body and there's only one life. And that's one of the big things in one planet. And we really want that to come home to people that, you know, step by step. We're not asking you today to take everything out of your cosmetic drawer and throw it in the trash can. But each step, each chemical that you learn about, each product that makes you healthier, that's one step further. And that's what one of our missions is as well, is just to one step, one path. You know, just make those little steps and then you'll be a healthier person. Just kind of like your unjunk your junk food type of mentality. It's the same thing with toxic chemicals for us.
Oh, Anna,
if you go to our YouTube channel,
Sorry, go ahead.
If you go to our YouTube channel, we created a very simple video of what you can do, Green Tips from Green Sisterhood, and you can watch that video as well, because it's real people, real kids, real moms, and really simple ways. So that's one good source, too.
And I'm singing.
That's terrific. Yeah, that's great.
Oh, you're singing?
Yes, I'm singing, and I put earplugs in because it's totally off tune. But it's you know, yeah. So it's really the point. It's just like we're regular moms, just like everybody else out there.
Well, I think it's terrific what you ladies are doing, and Anna, what you were saying about toxic chemicals. I mean, that is my passion. I talk about it, you know, all the time about taking the. I focus specifically on chemicals in our food, but we talk about chemicals in our overall environment and health. So. I love what you ladies are doing, and I think it's super important. I'd love to ask
Thank you
a little bit now about travel. Like, what do you do when you're traveling? Like, what are some tips for people if they can't be as environmentally conscious when they're traveling? Or maybe they can be. I'd love to hear what you ladies, you know, can tell our listeners, give them some tips on what they can do when they're kind of outside of their regular home environment.
Well, I actually had that circumstance happen to me. I was down in Myrtle Beach, and, you know, I couldn't find a recycling bin anywhere. So I don't know if people are going to be willing to do this, but I kept all my recycling, and then I found a place to recycle it because I just couldn't throw it all away in the trash. And like Karen also said, I was really mindful of my packaging. We did a lot of eating inside, you know, the condominium versus going out a lot because of the chemicals and the, you know, the food. So I think being kind of mindful of your impact, like Karen said, really helps. You know, bringing reusable bottles helps a lot, you know, when you're out hiking, so you're not having this plastic waste, and that's not hard to pack. Same thing with, you know, small containers for snacks, and I'm sure Karen has a lot of great suggestions.
Well, I think, you know, when you talk about being kind to the kind to the planet, you're also thinking about your wallet. So who wants to waste garbage and create garbage, but waste money as well. So if you buy any reusable containers, you're saving money. So that's one big way of, you know, being green.
Well, thank you so much, ladies. That was awesome tips, and we love having you on the show. Until next time, stay connected at naturallysavvy.com and RadioMD, where we keep you informed and up to date on all things natural and organic. Stay well.